Frage 1. Well, the way we work with Fire Orchestra has always been collecting materials, collecting informations and informations between the three of us, Johan, Andreas and myself, and then trying to find a different way of structuring the music, basically. So there is, of course, a lot of echoes, a lot of inspiration sources of information, inspiration from the past that is impossible to avoid, but we try just to pick the essentials or the parts that we really like. And it's always a challenge to put things together then. But of course, there could be, if you want, there could be references from all kinds of groups and projects that have been working in a bigger context, like the Keith Tippett's Centipede Orchestra, for instance, or the large group projects of Carla Bley, the Jazz Composers Orchestra Association in the US, Sun Ra, of course, Globe Unity in Germany, in Europe, and the Swedish GL Unit. There's shitloads of really interesting large group projects that we really like, some within the jazz and some other from other kinds of music, and of course also 20th century music and large projects from Zimmermann or Penderecki or other. It's all there. I mean, you pick the pieces you like and you try to make them your own in a way. That's how it works. And of course, it's most have to do with whom we are working together with. So in this case, it's very evident that the musicians we choose for this project is really affecting the music a lot. And that goes especially for Mats Eleklint, who made the horn arrangements, and Josefin Runsten, who made the string arrangements. They are a very essential part of this project. I mean, we are very pleased with the fact that it ended up as a triple LP box set or a double CD box set. There was so much music at hand, and we just had to take care of it in our own way. So, yeah, dig into it.